Think auctions are risky or confusing? That mindset could be costing you deals. In today's episode, I'm joined by Melissa Bussey, who spent the last 18 years helping investors buy everything from bank-owned properties to non-bank-owned properties, all through auctions. We break down the biggest misconceptions about buying at auctions, how to avoid costly mistakes, and how you can build confidence today so you can stop sitting on the sidelines and start buying smarter at auctions. Welcome to the Investor Podcast. I'm Liz Faircloth.
And I am your co-host, Andressa Gadelli.
Okay, Melissa, so you've worked in foreclosure and auction sales for close to 18 years. What is the one main misconception that people have about buying properties through auction sites?
I think one of the main misconceptions about buying at auction is that you can't get financing on them. Now, there is a segment of auction properties that is difficult to get financing for. For instance, like for properties at live foreclosure sale, if you're buying a property at foreclosure sale, that is very difficult because you have to have funds within 24 hours in most cases. But there are other default asset classes that you can get financing for. For instance, a pre-foreclosure property where you're working directly with the borrower, or in the case of Xome, we also sell pre-foreclosure properties, so you'd be working with us. But also post-sale, so post-foreclosure sale, REO, I guess, is that there is actually a segment, an asset class that is actually after foreclosure sale, before REO, that we call post-sale. But within those segments, it is possible. The biggest barrier, of course, for financing is that if the property is occupied, you can't get interior access, you can't get an appraisal, interior appraisal. So it would have to be like hard money lending or something of that nature. So that is one misconception. But the contract, the auction contract is as is, no contingencies. So if financing does fall through, you should have cash as backup.
Yeah, you have to have that cash. Yeah. Now that makes sense. So there's a lot to buying a property through the auction sites. And I think now more than ever, women, especially women and men who listen to our podcast, they're looking for more tools in their toolbox, right? They're looking for more opportunity for great deals to come across their desk. And it's not just all of them falling into their lap. So they need more opportunities. They need more strategies. And so I remember we bought a fix and flip probably about 10 years ago, but still I bought a fix and flip through Xome. And it was I knew my numbers. I had the price that I wasn't going to go lower. I didn't walk the property. I bought it sight unseen. I know properties in the area. I did my due diligence. We bought it and had a very successful project. But a lot of people who haven't used auction sites like Xome are really nervous, right? They're okay, sight unseen. Hold on. Can I get into the property? What are the liens? What am I getting into to buying an as-is property that I can't do my full due diligence? So how do people listening navigate that process as they're looking for more opportunities, more deals? And they're like, yeah, I got to get on Xome because the amount of properties you guys have access to are crazy. So what are the things they need to put in place so that they can be more confident in the process?
So to build confidence, and I'll use this as a starting point, and then I'll launch into some strategies for looking at auction. But we actually, on our site, Xome.com, we have an auction simulator, which is essentially a game that gets investors used to bidding in an auction environment. So it trains you on how to bid at auctions. So that's one way to gain confidence just out of the gate. So I encourage people to visit our auction simulator on our website. But I think like buying at auction is like buying any transaction with a few different caveats here. So first, you're going to obviously set your budget, do your diligence, And on our site, Xome.com, one of the things that differentiates us from some of our competitors is that there's a lot of due diligence tools available on our site. We have MLS data, just like you would on Zillow. So you can research properties nearby and see what kind of transactions are happening nearby, research the market, school information, crime data, all of the things that you're typically doing when you're buying real estate. One of the things that you need to be aware of at buying at auction is you need to factor in all the costs, because some of auction properties have a buyer's premium. Some of them don't. So a buyer's premium is where it's the purchase price. So if your purchase price is $100,000, the buyer's premium might be 5%. So you would actually be paying $105,000. So that's an example of a cost you have to factor in. There's a big chunk of properties that don't have a buyer's premium, but just read the auction disclaimers so that you can understand all of your costs. Another thing, and I know a misconception of buying at auction is that you don't get clear title. These are mortgage servicers who are selling their assets. So in most cases, you're going to get insurable title. And so the property will, in most cases, conveys by special warranty deed, and you will get clear title at closing. I will say, like, if you're buying at foreclosure sale, you do need to work with the title company and just, you know, pull a prelim title report. It doesn't cost very much. Or if you have a relationship with a title vendor, oftentimes they'll tell you, you know, for free. So do your homework for sure. Understand there's almost always a reserve price, a strike price.
What does that mean?
Yeah. So a reserve price is the mortgage servicer or investor, whoever the seller is, has a bottom dollar that they set as the reserve price. Sometimes Zone will advertise what that reserve price is on our site. But oftentimes we won't. But just to understand that there is a reserve price. So even if you're the high bidder, if it didn't meet reserve, we'll give you the opportunity to come up to the reserve price. But don't get discouraged by that, because that's just how auction properties trade. And last but not least is don't get caught up in the excitement of the auction. Know your budget, know your price, and don't go over that, because it is easy to get caught up in the excitement.
Walk us through. So when does the property hit the auction site? Meaning, is it gone through the foreclosure process, and or is it at the beginning, or is it kind of like in the middle of it? Like, or does it vary? Help us understand, because we understand real estate, right? Where in the process of that is it getting posted? Meaning, how many eyeballs have seen this property? I think that's also helpful for investors to kind of navigate, meaning just to know where it is in the kind of the process.
Yeah, that's a great question, because as investors, we want opportunities at off-market properties before people have had an opportunity to, you want the exclusive access type. And so on zone.com, you can search, when you search buy, you can see all of our asset classes on there. But our properties range from pre-foreclosure, meaning that Zome and the mortgage servicer is working directly with the borrower to get that property sold before foreclosure. Those are off-market properties exclusive to Zome. We also have, roughly 30,000 assets under management and in various stages of foreclosure. Once the foreclosure sale is set, then we will start publishing that on our site and advertising that property. If those properties do not sell at foreclosure sale, they will be also on our site afterwards, because we get on many of our properties, we get a second chance to sell those properties. And so if it doesn't sell third party at foreclosure sale, they'll be on our site afterwards. So you have a second opportunity. And again, all off-market opportunities that are exclusive to Zome. And then we have post-sale properties that are post-foreclosure sale properties that are REO. We also have REO retail, where we're working with an agent and you can arrange
on the market. Yeah, you can. Yeah. So it's on and off market.
That's right. Yep.
Throughout the journey.
Yeah. We also have a segment of properties that are investors who list on our site who are selling to other investors via auction. And that's called Sell with Zome. So you can actually list properties on our site as an investor and sell to another investor.
Yeah. And those who are listening, I think it's really important to note that any tools that, any strategies that we're considering right now, you know, so many people are, they want better deals. They want more deals. They want more at-bats. So many of these opportunities that I've seen even on Zoom, they could be, it could be an on-market property that is a great opportunity for you because of the business plan that you have. So it matters most of what your business plan is going to be for a property versus just looking at the property in and of itself. And I think that is the way to really look at the current market that we're in. So for example, I see a single family home on the market. It's gotten tons of eyeballs, but because I know about that area and I know what's happening in that area, I know that that's an area that could be a great opportunity for student housing. Okay, so I can run the numbers back of the napkin on a long-term rental. It's not going to make any sense based on the asking price, but I can run the numbers potentially on a student housing and that I can increase my revenue by 3 times. That becomes a great deal. So don't get wrapped up of, I'm going to ignore the on-market deals and I'm only going to look at the off-market deals. It matters most that you know what your business plan is going to be for the asset. And then you work backwards. And I think there's so much more opportunity for that than people even realize. Because, and not just a long-term rental, because that's probably the easiest thing to analyze, to be honest. But if you're going to redeploy it, reposition the property for a higher and better use and increase your revenue, people overlook those things because they don't know that like you do. So I just want to say that as a, you know, an active real estate investor right now. And I know I'm an active one. I'm doing projects right now. And I'm like, that is important because other people are going to overlook it. You don't have to overlook it both on and off market. So I want to just put my plug in there for people. You know, in terms of the process, so I love that you have a game simulator. And for those, and I've played around it with in myself, for those who need to build confidence and get familiar, it's like playing cash flow. It's like playing Monopoly, right? I mean, it's much more robust than a board game. But when I say that, you're able to really start to get comfortable. So highly recommend that. I love that you guys do that. The other thing to consider, tell me a little bit about the selling with Zoom. So you could be potentially buying, you know, maybe an asset that the seller is just tired. Maybe it's not distressed. Maybe it's cash flowing, quite honestly. And they are just tired. And you see that happening, right? A lot of baby boomers like, I don't want to deal with rentals anymore. Not so much that it's a distressed property in a bad area. It could just be that they're tired. So what does that process look like? You know, so if I'm selling with Zoom, are those going to be also auction properties or those are sold in different ways through the site? Like, how does that work?
Yeah. So Sell with Zoom is an auction. So you would be listing your property by auction. And, you know, I mean, we have investors who list on our site for the ease of it because you can upload. I mean, it's fully digital experience, but yet you do have access to an investor relations team that kind of helps you through listing that asset. But yeah, there's a variety of reasons that someone would choose to do that. Maybe you know, time. Obviously, auctions fast. We hold our auctions in regular cycles and tends to move properties faster. Another reason might be maybe the property needs a little bit of work, right? And you know that your buyer is going to be another investor. Well, Zoom has over 900,000 qualified investors that follow us on our site. So you're exposing that property to the right audience.
Yeah, that's huge. Melissa, I know that you and I have chatted about how powerful it is to go online and from the comfort of your own home, right? Bid on properties. And that's obviously such a time-saving aspect. Now, there's obviously live auctions. There's live foreclosure where people are, you know, the county courthouse, et cetera. I know we were chatting about how you guys have a new feature where your customers, in a sense, those that want to bid, not just on the online side, but actually could bid while there's actually live in-person, you know, auctions going on. Tell us a little bit about that because that really piqued my interest as well.
Yeah, I mean, for decades, properties at foreclosure sale have transpired on the sheriff's sale steps or wherever the foreclosure venue is. where, you know, investors bring suitcases full of cash. That's the image we have in our head, right?
Absolutely.
But things have evolved, and now we have remote bidding at Xome in certain jurisdictions where that's possible, because there are some jurisdictions where that's not possible. You can bid from the comfort of your home. If you're located in another state and you want to invest in, say, Illinois or wherever that might be, then you can do that. And we have a very slick platform to help you bid, and also an easy way to transfer funds. You know, if you don't win one for...
You know what I've learned from years of speaking? The right stage doesn't just amplify your message. It builds your credibility. It positions you as a leader people remember. So what sets the top 1% of entrepreneurs apart? Authority. And nothing builds faster than stepping onto the TEDx stage with over 43 million YouTube subscribers. It is the biggest platform for ideas that spread like wildfire. Leader is making this possible. They're the number one company helping people land TEDx talks with over 650 talks booked for their clients. Want in? Head over to leader.co/events to book your free TEDx strategy session. That's leader.co/events. They'll help you refine your message, create a custom plan, and as a bonus, they'll even guarantee your first 50,000 views. Again, that's leader.co/events, leader.co/events.
Closure sale, but you want to participate in another one, and it's very time sensitive. We have a process that helps you reallocate those funds to a different property very quickly.
That's great. Okay, so walk us through that process. So do I sign up for that the same way that I would have like a profile, if you will? And then do I get dates like, hey, in St. Louis, we're hosting a, you know, the next live, you know, auctions happening on this date. So I actually have to be available during that time. Just walk us through like kind of the beginning, middle, and end of that process so we can get our heads around it.
Yeah, that's right. So just you sign up on Xome.com, create a profile, express your interest in registering for that particular foreclosure auction, and the platform will walk you through how to deposit funds and the process for bidding, time, date, etc. So it's we make it as easy as possible.
Now that's super helpful. I think the key is to know the markets that you want to obviously dive into and then set yourselves up for success. So is it markets across the country, or is there certain markets that you're doing this with?
Yeah, just certain markets right now. And, you know, honestly, I don't know all the jurisdictions off the top of my head, but it is a limited amount of jurisdictions right now. And we're expanding throughout the year and we'll continue to expand. We do have properties nationwide, so we're not regional or anything of that nature. We have nationwide properties.
If I'm somebody listening and I say I am investing in Minnesota, I'm investing in Kentucky, I'll use myself as an example, right? We have four states that we're currently investing in. And so I say, okay, I want to go on and see what's available in those areas. Is it mostly just single family, small multis, or is there a certain like unit count that you go up to? So that's one simple question, but I want to make sure I had a follow-up question, but I want to answer that first because then it'll impact what I'm going to ask next.
Yeah, that's a great question. Xome site is specific to 1 to 4 units. We do have small commercial properties. They are a smaller portion of our inventory, but most of our properties are 1 to 4 units. So single family up to 4 units. Yeah.
If I then said, okay, you know, I want to look at these 4 states or these 4 regions or these 4 cities, I'm curious because it is interesting to see how many foreclosures are in that area, right? So you could start to look at the you know, markets across the country and say, pick this one city versus another city, and the amount that's available in that particular area are going to vary. That's interesting intel for a lot of different reasons, right? For me as an investor, I'd be curious about that. So is that kind of information public? Meaning I narrow my search down. I have these 4 areas. These are my focus areas that I want to buy property. I want to know what your total opportunities are in that area, because that's an interesting fact. That would be an interesting fact for me to see. I'm just curious, do you kind of give that information kind of globally, or is it more of like Okay, here's the upcoming auctions.
We have an entire investor relations team who, if you are an investor who buys at scale, who buys from us regularly, we establish a relationship with you and we understand what your buy box is.
That's
and
great.
We can actually tailor feeds via API if you choose, or just the old fashioned spreadsheet, right? And we can send you a list of the properties that fit your buy box on a weekly basis or a monthly basis, whatever you choose.
Oh, that's great. I didn't realize that type of piece was part of it. I'd love to hear an example of someone who I'm sure you have tons of success stories and case studies of folks buying property and then, you know, just the you know, uncovering great deals. I'd love to hear one of those if you have, you know, where it was, you know, what kind of property it was, what the price was, you know, anything like that would be super helpful.
I mean, I hear from investors all the time about, you know, strategies that have worked for them. I would say, like, I'm going to bring my personal investing experience in for just a second.
That'd be great.
I do invest in my market, which is Tulsa, Oklahoma. But there was a property that this was actually our first property my husband and I bid at foreclosure sale, the first time we'd ever done that. I've been doing this since 2007. This was 2022, to put it in perspective. So it took me that long. So I understand reservations. But as we were rehabbing that property, one of the neighbors came over and I happened to be there. I do Zoom, but I was there just checking, seeing what my husband was doing on that property. And he came over and he said, "Hey, this was my mom's home. And, you know, I was the heir to the property." And I was like, "Well, why did you let it go?" Because I knew it was a reverse mortgage, so I should take a step back. Reverse mortgages, when the occupant, when the borrower does no longer occupies the property, it goes into a foreclosure process. And the heir has the opportunity to purchase that property. They have the exclusive right to buy that property. So I asked, "Why didn't you buy the property? There was equity in this property." And he said, "I'm too old and I don't know what to do." And it just got me thinking that there's a lot of reverse mortgages out there. And from my distressed background, we have a pre-foreclosure program at Zome that is designed to work with borrowers before foreclosure. And I thought, well, why can't we work with heirs? We should work with heirs too in a reverse mortgage scenario. So we developed an entire program around pre-foreclosure reverse mortgages, where the heir has the opportunity to preserve some of that equity. And we help them navigate that. We connect them with a real estate agent who educates them on the value of the home. And we get the property listed traditionally. And we also market it on our auction site. And we've had some fantastic success stories from that, where heirs thought that the property was worth nothing. There was no equity. And, you know, they ended up with $100,000, you know. And from our audience perspective, from an investor perspective, the benefit of that is we're giving you more off-market opportunities. These are properties that are always vacant, almost always vacant. And, you know, it's an opportunity to buy a property that, like, maybe someone lived in for 50 years and has never been on the market in that time frame and needs a little bit of work. And I think they're great opportunities for our buyers.
So you bought one of these properties in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Is that the...
Yeah, I didn't buy. I mean, I didn't buy from Zoom. It was just a foreclosure sale that was in my market, but it was not like one of our clients or anything like that. So, it was a foreclosure sale in Tulsa that we bought, and it was the first time that we had done that. So it ended up very well. So
I love that. So for those listening, what would be like their first few steps on how to how do they uncover those particular opportunities, especially, you know, ones that the person just doesn't want to do anything with it, right? They don't want to invest in it. They just want the money and they want to move on with their lives. So is there a particular way to uncover those? Is there, how would I, as I join or go to Zoom.com, how would I get a hold of those properties in the markets I'm looking in?
So if you're sourcing them from Zoom, you're going to look for non-bank owned properties on our site. So you can filter by that and you can uncover those opportunities. Also, if you're working with our investor relations team, we'll feed you those properties too that are specifically pre-foreclosure, if that's what you're interested in.
Does it ever happen? I always wonder about this. Like, there's some great properties and then you look at them and you just, the price doesn't work, right? The numbers and the opportunity have to be combined. Like, there's some areas that I don't care if you gave me a property for a dollar, I'm not going to buy in that particular market just because I have no interest. There's other markets that at the right price make sense and you move forward and you're able to get to rent it out. So I'm just wondering if there's ever a chance that you bid on these properties, it goes to no one bids what the seller really wants. You move on because, you know, your bid wasn't accepted. Is there an opportunity that seller comes back again, offers the same property at a lower amount, a lower price? Does that happen a lot? How can I source those properties, those even more motivated sellers? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. And it's a little bit of a tricky question because there's a segment of our inventory that it's a hard reserve price, right? And if you don't meet that reserve price, it's very difficult for that seller to be made whole.
Okay, gotcha.
So there is a segment of that. But keep in mind that, so I'm going to delve into specifics of default just really quickly. So a large portion of auction inventory on Zome.com and other sites are FHA mortgages that have defaulted. Now, FHA is HUD insured. So we have to abide by HUD rules and regulations. And by nature of that, the advantage to our investor base is that HUD actually allows the servicer to sell those properties at a discount. So when you're bidding at foreclosure sale or post-foreclosure sale, there's an appraised value, and then you're getting a discount off that appraised value, and that is the reserve price. So that's the segment of properties, and I would say that's the majority of a lot of inventory, is there is a hard strike price. Now, the longer those properties have been on the auction site, the more willing sellers are to sell those properties for less. But again, it's hard on that segment. REO properties. Those properties are bank owned. Those are a little more flexible, I would say. But if I was an investor and I didn't like the reserve price, I would just watch that property on the auction site because eventually there's a chance that the seller could come to terms with the market value and accept a lower price.
Yeah, I think that's a frustration that a lot of investors have right now, is that, interest rates are what they are. The market is what it is. And you have this overinflated pricing still happening where people that are selling are still in the clouds a little bit. They haven't brought it down. So you have a few different competing, pieces of the puzzle. That's why, again, having more tools in your toolbox and the fact that you have an investor relations team to really feed opportunities and leads, and it's not just this website only, right, where I put my information in and then I just get, so I think that's huge. And again, the key is consistency. I'll say it over and over again. Finding deals is not the problem. It's creating a few strategies and doing them consistently is where you're going to rise above the competition. And to be able to have access to the amount of properties that you guys have access to, and you have to remember there's a barrier to entry. A lot of people could be nervous about this barrier to entry. So that's an opportunity for investors, in my opinion. Wherever there's a barrier means you have to figure out a way around it and make sure you're still doing your due diligence and you're still being conservative in your underwriting. I would always recommend that. But there are opportunities, I'm sure. So I love that. That's really, really helpful. And I know Zome is really doing a lot to transform investing with their, is so tech enabled and in the data driven marketplace, and the fact that you can sell or buy and then set up all these different features and then have a team to support you is pretty huge right now. Again, the key is consistency. So what would be the first step for those listening, like, oh my God, I need to add this to my toolbox. What would be the first step that they can do so they could take some action and start really building their confidence in buying properties on auction?
Yeah, I mean, the first step is to go to Zome.com, create a profile, And you know, set up your search parameters. If you are an investor who wants a little bit more hands-on interaction with Xome, I welcome you to reach out to me. I can connect you with an investor concierge person, but melissa.bussey@xome.com. I'm happy to make connections. But yes, getting on our site and seeing the tools that are available is pretty powerful too. You'll notice there are tons of due diligence tools on our site that will be helpful for you.
Yeah. And you want to just set it up. So it's xome.com/investher, H-E-R. So that's the URL for our community. Melissa, thank you so much for your time. Is there any other way to get a hold of you or get connected to you, or what you've shared is the best way?
Yeah. Also on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn. So please connect with me on LinkedIn.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on. Take some action, everyone listening, because it's about consistent action to find deals. It's not about finding a new way. Even it's about doing what you're doing, but in a consistent way. And if this is a new way, do it consistently. Highly recommend. So you have other, what was it? 400,000? How many properties you have currently listed on there?
We have 30,000 assets under management, but keep in mind, some of those aren't on our site yet. But I mean, roughly we have around 5,000 properties, 5,300 properties on our site at any given time. So plenty of opportunity.
Huge. But thank you so much for being on. Everyone take some action with what you're hearing always. And Melissa, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.